From Spark and Anvil and Fraction Forge, this is Equi in Chapter 1 of the Fraction Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Growing up, my house was a total mirror maze, but the mirrors weren't made of glass. They were made of people. Everywhere I looked, I saw a copy of someone else. That's because I lived with three sets of identical twin sisters, and I was a twin too. That made four pairs of us, all under one roof. My parents definitely didn't plan it. It just happened. Then it happened again, and again. Our family doctor would just shrug and grin. He called us a statistical anomaly we will simply enjoy. My dad had a different name for it. He called us his buy one, get one free deal, times four. Life at home was a beautiful, chaotic mess. It was loud and unbelievably crowded. Getting a turn in the bathroom was like winning the lottery. But the weirdest part was that everyone always had a partner. Mom had a system for naming us. She wanted each pair of twins to sound like a team. The names had to be similar, but not exactly the same. First came Forta and Forga, the oldest. They were 8 years ahead of me and basically ran the house. Then came Vina and Vera, who were 6 years older and always whispering secrets. After them were Posi and Poso, 4 years older and masters of pranks. Finally, there was us, Equa and me, Equi. I was born 90 seconds after her, which she never let me forget. We were the youngest, the fourth and final set of twins. My own twin, Equa, was my living, breathing mirror. We had the same messy brown hair that refused to lie flat. We had the same crooked smile, especially when we were about to cause trouble. We even practiced signing our names until they looked identical. But we weren't exactly the same person. If you put a plate of fruit between us, she'd snatch the apple. I would always go for the pear. We were one pair of twins, but we were two different people. Same value, just with different names.
I didn't know that idea had a name. Not until I was 9 years old. One rainy Tuesday, my teacher, Mrs. Gable, turned to the chalkboard. She had a piece of chalk that screeched with every number. She wrote a long line that made my brain hurt. 1/2 = 2/4 = 3/6 = 4/8. These four fractions look different, she said, tapping the board. But they are all the same value. They are equivalent. A confused silence fell over the room. I could see kids squinting and tilting their heads like confused puppies. My friend Leo was counting on his fingers. It didn't make any sense. How could 1/2 be the same thing as 4/8? They were built from totally different numbers. But I wasn't looking at the numbers on the board. I was picturing my sisters. Forta and Forga, Vina and Vera, Posi and Poso, Equa and me. Suddenly, it clicked. My hand shot into the air. Mrs. Gable looked surprised. My hand didn't usually shoot up during math. Yes, Equa?
They're like my sisters, I blurted out. She blinked. Like your sisters? The whole class swiveled around to stare at me. I took a deep breath. I have four sets of twins in my family, I explained. Each pair has two different names, right? But the twin pair itself is the same. They're equivalent. I pointed at the board. Fractions are just like that. The numbers on the top and bottom change, like the names change, but the real amount you have is still the same. Mrs. Gable stared at me for a long moment. She had taught math for 15 years. She had never heard anyone explain it that way before. Then she nodded slowly. A huge smile spread across her face. That is exactly right, she said. Equivalent fractions are the same value. They just have different names, just like your twins. That night at dinner, I told everyone what happened. The table exploded with noise. So we're a math problem now? Forta asked. She was 17 and way too cool for everything. She nudged her twin, Forga. I guess that makes us 1/2. We're 2/4, shouted Vina, who was 15. And we're 3/6, yelled Posy, who was 13.
Fractions can be like that, I say. They can have different names, like 2/4 or 4/8, but they are really the same amount. They are equivalent. Sooner or later, a hand goes up. "So how do you make one?" a student will ask. "Easy," I say. "You just give it a new name. Pick a number, any number you want, except 0. Now, multiply the top and the bottom of your fraction by that same number. Your fraction looks totally different, but it's still the same amount underneath. It's equivalent. I see them scribbling in their notebooks. They multiply 2/3 by 2/2 and get 4/6. They multiply it by 5/5 and get 10/15. Then they pull out their calculators to check. A little gasp goes through the room. The decimals are exactly the same. It really works. The best day of the year is when my sisters visit my class. All 7 of them troop into the room. The kids' jaws practically hit their desks. They see Forta and Forga, who look like grown-up versions of each other. They see Vena and Vera, who still finish each other's sentences. They see Posse and Poso, who immediately start a thumb war in the back. And they see my own twin, Equa, standing right beside me with her crooked smile that's just like mine. That's when they really get it. Same value, different names.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil Writing Tomb for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to equity. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.